That's a little bit what heaven's going to look like, amen? You know, that we were designed to give worship to Jesus. Forever. And ever. And ever. Amen?
Amen?
I heard one old minister say that this, what we do here in the church, is a dress rehearsal for heaven. Amen? We need to get used to giving Jesus glory, knowing how to spend time in His presence. Amen? Amen. Lord. Well, I want to talk to you this morning about intercessory prayer. Does anybody have a particular sense of calling about intercession here? Raise your hand.
在场有没有哪位弟兄姊妹，你们自己觉得常常有一个负担，有一个同神来的呼召，就是做一个代祷的人，请你举手。
Has God called you to be an intercessor?
神有没有感动你，呼召你来做一个代祷者？
Has God called you at different times to really pray and to carry somebody into God's presence?
就是有的时候突然神给你一个负担，给你一个感动，要为某一个人或某一件事来祷告。
I personally believe that we are living in times.
我个人相信我们活在一个时代。
That there are really changing. There are difficult times coming. There are difficult times coming to our nation. There are difficult times coming to our communities. There are difficult times coming to our families. And this is a time. Are you listening to me? This is a time when we know how to, when we need to know how to get a hold of God. Not just for our own heart. Not just for our own life. But for our husbands. Our wives. Our children. Amen.
Amen.
Our whole family. Do you know how to get a hold of God to get an answer when you're in need of help? If you don't have enough faith and a strong enough prayer life to change the situations in your own life, you can't change the situations in anybody's life. Are you listening to me? If you're struggling, if you're being overcome by the things of this world, do you ever feel like you're drowning? You ever been in the pool and you get tired and you can't hardly swim? There are some people that in this world, they feel like they're drowning. They can barely keep their head above water. If you're struggling to keep your head above water, you can't help somebody else. I remember when I was a kid, did anybody go to swimming lessons? Some of us, we learned to swim ourselves. Some of us, our parents took us to maybe the public pool and we learned how to swim there. We had instructions. I remember when I learned to swim, I think I was about 7. And I was swimming one day at swimming lessons. I was kind of struggling. And then all of a sudden, this big kid jumped in the pool with me. The only problem was he didn't know how to swim as good as I did.
问题说他的勇气比我还差。
And I was barely keeping my head above water.
我的勉强的浮在那里。
You know, I was doing that what they call the dog paddle.
我在用狗爬式活着，想办法挣扎的。
And all of a sudden, he began to struggle and have trouble.
那个跳进来的孩子呢，他就开始他也在挣扎。
And he was closer to me.
他离我比较近。
Then he was closer to the edge of the pool.
他离我比去离那个游泳池的边要近。
So guess what happened?
你猜发生什么事啊？
I mean, he was a big kid, okay?
他是一个比我大多的尺寸的。
He reached out and grabbed me like this.
他一下子就双手把我抱住。
Oh, we were both going under.
所以我们两个一起沉下去。
I was swallowing water.
现在我不是游泳，我在吞水。
I was fighting for my life.
我为我的生命在那里挣扎。
And he was definitely in trouble.
他当然不用说，他也在挣扎。
Some of us, that's the way we're doing in life.
很多时候，这好像我们在生活里的状况。
We're keeping our head above water, but barely.
我们在用狗爬式勉强把自己撑在水面上。
Until something else comes in, gets in the pool with us.
但是当其他的事情进入到我们生命中的时候
，then we're both going down.
我们就一起沉下去了。
Are you hearing me this morning?
你们听见我所说的吗？
Do you know how to get a hold of God?
你知道如何抓住神吗？
To push through the obstacles in your life.
能够把一切的障碍吹开来。
When trouble comes knocking.
当困难来敲你的门的时候。
You know how to get on your knees and get an answer from God.
你知道如何立刻跪下来在神面前得到答案。
When temptation comes knocking.
当试探来临到的时候。
You know how to get on your knees and get a hold of the power of God.
你知道如何跪下来从神支取能力。
If you don't know how to do that for yourself,
如果你为自己都没有办法达成这样的任务的话
，fathers，
父亲们啊
，you won't be able to help your kids.
你没有办法帮助你的孩子的。
I'm telling you what, there's a lot of men that are struggling with sin in this day.
我可以告诉你，在这个时代里，有很多成年的男子在最终挣扎。
There's a lot of men that are looking at things that they shouldn't be looking at.
很多的男士在看他所不该看的东西。
There are a lot of men that are giving their heart away to things that they shouldn't be.
很多男人把他的心给了不该给的事物。
And in the time when your kids are having trouble,
当你自己的孩子遇到一样的挑战的时候
，when your sons and your daughters come to you for help,
当你的儿女来向你求助的时候
，you won't have a real answer for them.
你没有办法给他真实的答案的。
When your wife needs help,
当你的太太需要你帮助的时候
，you won't have an answer for her.
你也没有答案的。
Are you a husband?
你是一个在座的谁是做丈夫的吗？
God has called you to be an intercessor for your wife and kids.
神已经召你，叫你为你的太太和孩子做代祷的勇士。
We better figure this out now.
我们最好现在就搞清楚怎么做这件事。
Or else you may find out the hard way later.
不然的话，你可能等一下以后学到的时候是经过很困难的方式学。
Are you a mother?
你是做母亲的吗？
God's called you to be an intercessor for your husband.
神呼召你为你的先生祷告。
And God's called you to be an intercessor for your kids.
为你的孩子代祷。
Amen.
阿门嘛。
Maybe you own a business.
也许你有自己的生意。
God's called you to be an intercessor for those men that work under you.
神要你为那些在你底下做事的人祷告。
Those people that work under you.
那些在你底下的员工祷告。
Do you have a leadership role in the church?
你在教会里，你有没有负一些责任吗？
Whoever you're responsible for,
无论你为谁负责任，
you're also responsible to pray for.
你都有一个为他们祷告的责任。
Amen.
阿门吗？
I'm telling you, if you haven't been paying attention, there's a shift in the spirit these days.
我可以告诉你，这些日子来，我们实在感觉到那个灵的一个转变。
Something is changing.
这个国家在改变。
And God is trying to wake up people to their intercessory call of prayer.
神正在唤醒在我们里面那个代祷的执事和责任。
Did you realize that the primary way by which God accomplishes many of His miracles?
你知道神完成他许多奇迹的方式是什么吗？
Is through intercessory prayer.
是借着代祷。
That's oftentimes not the way we see it.
很多时候我们也许不这么认为。
We see the preacher up front.
我们觉得哦，那里有一个传道的。
We see the administrator.
我们看到在那里做事的。
We see that person that organizes all the events.
我们看见在那里组织许多事件的人。
And we give credit a lot of times to for what happens and what doesn't happen to the people that are up front and can be noticed more, seen more.
很多时候我们把功劳给那些在眼前看得见、负责的人。
But most of the things that God does,
但是神所做的许多的事
He does through hidden people,
都是借着在隐藏中的人
behind a shut door,
是在那个关起门来
that are crying out to God,
向神呼气祷告的
nobody else sees.
他们在暗中所做的事没有别人看见
How many of us are here this morning?
有多少人今天在座的
Because our mother closed the door and prayed.
能够坐在这里乃是因为我们有爱我们的母亲关上门为我们祷告
Nobody saw all the tears she shed.
没有人看见母亲为我们所流的眼泪
Nobody saw the nights that she stayed up and cried out to God.
没有人看见多少次她深夜不能睡觉在神面前为我们呼求
Nobody saw the heartache.
没有人看见他的痛心
that laid hold of God's heart,
那个心痛抓住了神的心
till something changed.
一直祷告到事情有改变
Amen?
阿们吗
That hidden hand of prayer,
那个隐藏的祷告的手
that nobody else saw,
是没有别人看见的
is what rescued and brought so many of us back into
the kingdom. 确实那个帮助我们许多人回到神面前的那个手
So often we give credit to what can be seen.
很多时候我们都把功劳归给那个看得见。
For what's happening in the kingdom of God.
我们在看见国度所发生的事时，我们把功劳归给我们看得见的人。
When it's really prayer, amen.
但事实上，很多时候是那个暗中的祷告。
Let me just read here a little bit for you. We're defining what intercession is.
我们先来定义一下什么是代祷。
Intercession.Is the act of carrying broken people?
就是一个行动，一个什么样的行动呢？
The act of carrying broken people into the presence of God through prayer.
就是借着祷告，把那些破碎的人带进神的同在中。
So when you, if your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband is going through a hard time,
所以你的家人，或是你先生、太太、儿子、女儿正在经过一个困难的时候
，the act of prayer picks them up.
我们借着祷告把他们抱起来
，and carries them to God.
把他们带到神的面前。
Sometimes people are stuck.
有的时候人卡住了。
People are hurting.
或者人受伤了。
They're in a tough situation.
他们在一个艰难的环境里。
And they're over here.
他们在这儿。
And God's over here.
好像神在那儿。
There's a huge gap between where they are and where God is.
好像在他们与神之间有一个鸿沟。
And if it depends upon them to get to God,
如果要靠他们自己到神面前，
a lot of times it's not going to happen.
是不会发生的。
They're so hurting.
因为他们受的伤太重。
They're so blind.
他们太瞎了眼。
Or maybe they're so deaf.
或者他们耳朵太聋了。
That it just the whole message of the gospel isn't making sense to them.
以至于神的福音对他们没有意义。
And so they need an intercessor.
这个时候他们需要有人为他们代祷。
Someone that will go back where they are.
是有人愿意站在他们的位置，到他们那里去。
Pick them up.
把他们抱起来。
Pick them up.
把他们抱起来。
And carry them to God.
把他们带到神的面前。
And carry them to God.
把他们带去神那里。
Remember them.
说父啊，纪
念他们。Father, don't forget about what's going on with them.
神不要忘了他们。
Father, help them.
神啊，帮助他们。
Jesus.
哦，耶稣啊
！Amen，
阿门嘛。
That's what an intercessor does.
这是代祷者所做的。
That's what so many of our mothers did for us.
这是许多母亲为我们所做的。
Amen，
阿门嘛。
I was running hard and fast away from God as fast as I could go.
我以前曾经跑得非常的远。
No desire to be near God.
我没有兴趣靠近神。
No intention to ever come back to church.
没有任何意愿回到教会里。
But my mother didn't give up on me.
但是我的母亲没有放弃。
She kept on praying.
她不断地为我祷告。
She kept on crying out to God.
不断地向神呼求。
I wasn't even trying to find God.
我甚至没有任何意愿要去找神。
And one day the lights came on.
但是有一天突然灯亮了。
I wasn't in a church meeting.
我不是在教会聚会里。
But all of a sudden God started to touch my heart.
但是神触摸我的心。
My mother's prayer started to bring me back.
我的母亲的祷告慢慢把我拉回来。
So intercession is the act of caring, hurting people into the presence of God through prayer. In fact, when you study the Gospels carefully, most of the greatest miracles that Jesus performed were assisted by some anonymous, nameless person that brought their children, brought their blind friend, brought the lame people, brought them to Jesus and said, Jesus, help them. Their name is never mentioned. We don't know where they came from. Oftentimes we never heard of them again after that moment of a miracle. But they prepared the way for the great miracles of God.
Amen. Amen.
Without the care and persistence of these intercessors, many of the greatest miracles of the gospel would have never happened.
没有这些无名小卒的坚持和他们的关心, 很多圣经里很多的神迹都不会发生的。
The blind man struggling to find Jesus.
譬如说那个瞎眼的人要找耶稣,
suddenly can see.
他之所以突然能看见,
because his friends refused to leave him behind. The crippled man, unable to move or walk, now can walk and run because his friends picked him up and carried him to Jesus. The little mute boy that couldn't even cry for himself now can shout and laugh with joy because his mother and father cried out for him. These intercessors helped their friends and family get into the presence of Jesus.
朋友们帮助他们的家人和朋友, 他们带进主的同在,
when they could not get there by themselves.
因为这些人自己不能到耶稣面前。
Amen?
阿们吗?
You ever been frustrated with people that you're trying to talk to about Jesus to?
你有时候跟人家讲到耶稣, 你有没有一点沮丧?
Ladies, you have a husband that doesn't understand the gospel?
在座的女士, 有没有不认识耶稣的丈夫的?
Anybody out there like that?
有没有人是有困难?
You talk to him. You keep on talking to him. And you can tell they're just not getting it. And then you find yourself frustrated. Oh my goodness, that hard-headed man. Can't he understand what I'm trying to tell him? Oh, why won't he just believe the gospel?
Just
repent and come to God. Any ladies ever felt that way?
在座的女士有没有这样子的感觉的?
You don't have to raise your hand, but anybody felt that way?
有没有人心里有这种感觉的?
Maybe it's the husband.
当然也可能是丈夫有这种感觉。
He talks to his wife. He talks to his wife about the gospel.
他不断地告诉他的老婆有关福音的事。
It goes in one ear,
从这个耳朵进去,
as we say in America, right out the other ear.
从另外一个耳朵就出来了。
She doesn't understand.
他不能明白。
And he's frustrated and he's angry and he wishes, just believe what God's word says. She's tempted to throw up her hands in frustration. Ever talk to your kids? They've been raised in the church all their life. You talk to them and talk to them and remind them and remind them. But they're just not listening. Sometimes people get stuck. Amen?
Amen.
Mark 2, verses 1 through 12, is a story about a paralyzed man. It's the story of the paralytic. What is a paralytic? Someone whose arms and legs, their body is totally paralyzed. They cannot walk under their own power. They cannot get anywhere by themselves in their own strength. So when the news is heard that Jesus is over here performing miracles and helping people, they are stuck and paralyzed, totally unable to get where Jesus is doing a miracle. Are you hearing me this morning? And so though Jesus is doing miracles over here, they're stuck over here. Did you know there's some people that are physical paralytics? They can't even move. There are other people that are spiritual paralytics. We don't always understand all the reasons why. But they are paralyzed spiritually. Maybe they've been hurt, they've been wounded, they've been disappointed, or they have just allowed the enemy to get a grip on their mind. But while Jesus is doing miracles over here, while Jesus is doing miracles in one of their family members over here, they are spiritually paralyzed and stuck over here. They need somebody to close that gap. Intercessors are a bridge between heaven and earth. Amen.
代祷者是天和地的桥梁.
Intercessors are a doorway between the needs of men and the grace and power of God.
那个代祷者乃是在有需要的人和神的恩典中间的那一道门.
Intercessors help physically paralyzed and spiritually paralyzed people get where God is.
一个代祷者能够把那个身体上瘫痪的以及灵性上瘫痪的人带到神面前。
Are you listening to me this morning?
你们听得懂我的意思吗?
God wants to change people through our life.
神要借着我们改变别的人。
We can't blame people if we haven't prayed for them.
若是我们都没有为某人代祷的时候, 我们不能责怪或批评他。
You can't be impatient and frustrated with somebody that isn't responding if you haven't taken the time to pray for them.
若是你都没有花时间为某一个人祷告的时候, 你不能因着他向着神或某一件事情不合你的反应而抱怨。
Because this is the way God does it.
因为神就是这样做事的。
Amen?
Amen.
Do you remember when the children of Israel in Exodus 32, remember when they worshipped, made the golden calf and worshipped the golden calf?
记得在出埃及记32章里所描述的吗? 以色列百姓为自己造了一个金牛犊。
And God was about to bring judgment upon all the children of Israel. God was about to discipline them. It says in Exodus 32, God was about to wipe them out.
出埃及记32章说呢，神要把他们全部毁灭。
Because they had willfully sinned against what they knew was true.
故意抵抗，故意得罪他们所认识的神。
But this man Moses,
但这位摩西神人,
this man Moses loved the people.
这位摩西他非常爱神的百姓。
He says, "No, you can't, God."
他说神啊不可以的
you can't
你不可以毁灭他们
wipe my name out of the book
你把我的名从生命册上涂抹吧但是求你赦免他们
he was willing to be a substitute for them
他愿意成为百姓的代替 Amen 吗
isn't that what Jesus did for all of us
这岂不就是耶稣为我们所做的吗
when judgment should have come upon us
因为审判应该临到我们的
Jesus went to the cross he said no father
但是耶稣到了十字架上意思是说神啊不可以
let the sin of all the world fall on me
让全人类的罪临到我吧
that you would save them
所以你可以救他们
that same spirit
同样的那个灵
the spirit of Jesus
耶稣基督同样的灵
the spirit that was in Moses when he stood in the gap for the children of Israel
也在摩西的里面以至于他站在鸿沟为百姓祷告
the spirit of Jesus that sent him to the cross to die for our sins
那个在耶稣在他里面在十字架为我们舍命的灵
is the same spirit of intercessory prayer within us
也是在我们里面那个代祷者该有的灵
that when we see our friends and kids and family and world around us going astray
当我看到我们的家人我们的朋友我们四周的社区在一个下往下走的状况的时候
rather than get angry and upset
我们不要在那里只是生气或者沮丧
something rises up within us
应该在我们里面有一个负担升起
Someone says no.
而说神啊不。
God break in.
神啊你来打搅这个情形。
Something that picks them up and carries them to God.
需要有人把这样的人抱起来带到神那里。
Amen.
Amen 嘛。
So there are people that are physically paralyzed.
所以当有人身体上有疾病。
There are some people that are spiritually paralyzed.
或者在灵性上有疾病。
And then there are some people that are emotionally paralyzed.
那有人在情绪上他是无能的。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
They're just scarred in their heart and in their mind.
因为他们的心思他们的心都受伤了。
And when they hear the good news,
所以当他们听到好消息的时候
when they hear the message of God's love,
他们听到神的爱的信息的时候
they are so...And in such a bad place, they have a very, very hard time believing it could be true for themselves.
因为他们的情况是这么的糟，以至于他们没有办法相信或接受这样的好消息。
They need somebody to pick them up and carry them to God.
他们所需要的是有人愿意来到他们身边，把他们抱起来带到主的面前。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Then some of us are just stubborn.
但是我们有些人就是很固执。
That's how I was.
我就是这样。
Amen.
Amen 吗?
I was just determined to do it my own way.
我决定照我的意思做事。
I knew the truth.
我知道真理。
And I was rebelling against that truth.
但是我却决定要叛逆这个真理，背叛这个真理。
I didn't deserve mercy.
我不值得神的怜悯的。
But people didn't stop praying for me.
但是人没有因此而停止为我的祷告。
So in Mark 2,
所以在马太福音第二章
we have a story about Jesus is preaching, it says in the house.
我们看到说耶稣在一个房子里讲道。
Mark 2:1,
在二章一节里说到。
And again he, we're talking about Jesus, he entered Capernaum after some days.
那耶稣进了加百农。
And it was heard that he was in the house.
人听见他在房子里。
Mark 2:2.
第二章第二节。
Immediately,
立刻就有许多人。
Many gathered together, so there was no longer room to receive them.
聚集在那里，甚至连门前都没有空地。
Not even near the door.
连靠门的前面都没有空地。
And he preached the word to them.
耶稣就对他们讲道。
So it's heard that Jesus is in this house.
所以人听到，哦，耶稣在这个房子里。
A huge crowd turns out to see Jesus.
有许多的人就来看耶稣。
And there's such a crowd that you can't even get inside anymore.
来的人这么多，以至于没有人能够进到房子里去。
And Jesus is preaching the word of God to them.
那耶稣就对这些人讲道。
Verse 3.
第三节说到。
Then they.
有人因此。
Then they came to him.
有人带着一个。
Who are these they?
有一些人来见耶稣，这些人是谁呢？
We don't know. It doesn't mention their name. It doesn't mention who they are. It just mentions what they did.
Amen.
In a time when so many people are so concerned that people know who we are, God's more concerned about what you do than that everybody knows your name. Amen?
God's more concerned, right?
God's more concerned about what you do than that everybody would know who you are.
神所在意的是你到底做了什么，而不是在意说有多少人知道你是谁。
God's more concerned about that you pray
神更在意的是你有没有祷告
He's concerned about your reputation,
而不是你的名声怎么样
you know, that everybody knows about you.
好像人人都知道你是谁
Amen?
Amen.
Well, who we're concerned about is that everybody knows who Jesus is. Amen?
我们应该在意的什么就是有多少人认识耶稣
So they came to him, they came to Jesus,
所以有人呢就来到耶稣这里
bringing a paralytic,
他们来的时候带着一个瘫子
Who was carried by four men.
是四个人抬来的。
So here's the situation.
所以现在是这个情况。
Jesus is preaching.
耶稣正在讲道。
The house is filled.
房子里满了人。
And they can't get to where Jesus is with their friend that is paralyzed.
这四个人连瘫子是没有办法靠近耶稣。
Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
And they're stuck outside.
这一群人在这里。
But they know they have to get their friend to where Jesus is.
他们知道必须要把朋友带到耶稣面前。
They've got to let Jesus know about the needs of their friend.
他们必须让耶稣知道他们朋友的需要。
So they try to get in the front door.
所以他们就来到前门。
They're stuck, can't get in.
他们卡住了，因为进不去，没有空地。
So I assume they went around to the back door.
我猜他们也许到后门去看一看。
Amen.
Amen.
Can't get in. There's too many people.
还是太多人了，进不去。
And I just bet that they went to every window.
我给你打赌，他们去看看每一个窗子哪里可以进得去。
Oh, this window's locked. Can't get in this window. Oh, too many people here.
太多人啦，或者窗子是关着的，或者进不去啊。
Every way into this house was blocked.
好像所有能进到这屋子的入口都被挡住了。
Now about this time, I bet they began to ask themselves some questions.
我相信这个时候他们开始要彼此自问了。
Doesn't anybody care about my friend?
有没有人真的关心我们的朋友？
Doesn't anybody care about my friend that's paralyzed?
有没有人关心我们这位瘫子朋友？
Or maybe it's not the will of Jesus to heal my friend.
那也许是主的意思不是要医治他。
Maybe this is all just a big mistake and we should go back home.
也许我们这个行动整个来说就是错误的，我们应该回家。
You know, because when you try and you try again and things don't open up,
因为当你试着又试着，好像路都不打开。
We begin to question if we're doing the right thing, right?
我开始怀疑说是不是我做错了。
Are you listening to me?
你们有没有在听我说？
And then we are so easily discouraged.
因为我们太容易就气馁了。
Can't get in the front door, can't get in the back.
前门进不去，后门进不去。
All the windows, they're blocked.
房子里进不去，都挡住了。
All right, let's just pick our friend up and go back home.
好，那我们就把孩子，我们的朋友抬起来，回家吧。
Is that what they did?
这不是我们做的。
Is that what they did?
他们是不是就这样就放弃了？
Is that what intercessors do?
代祷者就这样放弃了吗？
You know what an intercessor does?
你知道代祷者怎么样吗？
He keeps on trying.
他会一直的尝试，
He keeps on praying.
一直的祷告。
Again and again,
一直又一直，
day after day,
一天又一天。
An intercessor will not stop.
一个代祷者不停下来。
Until God says stop.
直到神说你可以停了。
Amen.
Amen 吗？ Amen.
So they keep on. So okay, we can't get in all these entrances.
So it's okay, 前都进不去啊。
One intercessor says to his friend,
有一个代祷者就对另外一个代祷者说
Let's go up top.
我们从上面下。
Go up a little higher.
我们走高一点。
So here they are. Two of them, I bet, crawled up on the roof.
我想要有两个人先上去吧。
He goes, come on, hand him up here.
然后来来把他递给我。
Can you imagine this paralyzed man on the stretcher?
你能想象这个在这个担架上的瘫子？瘫子说：“哦，你们要把我杀了。”
It's bad enough I couldn't walk.
我不能走已经够惨了。
Now they're gonna drop me off the roof and kill me. Oh my goodness.
你们等下把我掉在地上，我就死了。
You know, so here they go, dragging him up on top of the roof.
所以他们就把他拉到上面去。
They finally get him up there and go, okay, let's go. And they start tearing that roof off.
终于他们。到了屋顶上，他们就开始把那屋顶给拆了。
Are these men crazy or what?
你说这些人是不是发疯了
？I mean, thinking about it, you guys. Okay, this building is maximum capacity filled every square inch.
想想看哈，今天这个建筑物都做得满满的。
And all of a sudden, somebody starts kicking the roof through.
突然之间，那天花板开始有一个
洞。That's what we got. That's what we're talking about.
这就是我们说当时的情形，就是这样。
Here we come.
哦，我们下来了，注意点。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Are you listening to me?
你们有没有听见我说的？
We're not talking about nice, neat, behave yourself, be polite church.
我们所说的，我们描述的一个教会，不是那个大家都很乖，坐在那里很有礼貌的。
Intercessors don't always play by the rules. Did you get that?
代祷者常常不是遵守游戏规则的。
They are a driven people.
他们是被驱动的一群人。
I remember one night.
我记得有一天晚上。
When I was running from God.I called my mother and said, I'm not coming home tonight.
那时候我离开神很远，所以我打个电话，那天我打个电话给我妈妈，说我今天晚上不回来了。
She said, yes, you are.
她说，哦，你今天晚上要回来。
I said, no, not tonight.
今天晚上不回来。
I was feeling big, you know.
我觉得我自己。
I'm going to do what I want to do.
我觉得我自己够大了，我要做我自己要做的事。
So I stayed out all night.
所以我整晚都没有回来。
Woke up in the morning.
我早晨醒来的时候。
At some strange house.
我在陌生人的家里。
And me and my three friends were walking back to where we parked the car.
我跟我三个朋友呢就起来走回我停车的地方。
Guess who come driving down the street?
你猜谁开车朝着我们过来？
My mother.
是我的母亲。
She pulled up quietly next to the curb.
她把车子很安静地开到了路边。
And she just looked at me.
她就看着我。
Yeah, that's all she had to do. She'd been driving all night looking for me.
因为她整个晚上开车在路上寻找我。
That's just how she is.
我的母亲就是这样的一个母亲。
She wasn't going to stop.
她不会停下来。
She wasn't going to be discouraged.
她不会气馁。
She'd been up praying all night.
她整个晚上都在为我祷告。
Pulled up the curb.
她把车停在路边。
Swung the door open. I didn't even say a word. I just hung my head.
把门打开，我一句话都说不出来，就低下头。
I quietly got in the car next to my mother.
安静地坐在我母亲的旁边。
And I closed the door, and we drove back home.
然后我们就开回家了。
Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about, mothers?
母亲啊，你们知道我的意思吗？
That's what intercessors do.
这就是代祷者所做的事。
They pray and pray and pray. They can't get in one way. They try another. When that way doesn't work, they make a way.
他们祷告又祷告，祷告又祷告，好像都没有路的时候，他们就创造一条路。他们甚至爬到屋顶上，把屋顶给拆了。
They don't stop until they hear Jesus say stop.
他们不会停下来，直到主说。停下来。
Are you praying for your husband?
你在为你的先生祷告吗？
Are you praying for your kids?
你为你的孩子祷告吗？
Are you praying for your wife?
你有没有为你的太太祷告？
Are you praying for your family?
你为你的家庭祷告吗？
Are you praying and praying and you feel discouraged and you feel like giving up?
你不断的祷告，不断的祷告，到一个地步，你觉得我要放弃了。
But if you haven't heard Jesus say stop,
但是如果主没有说不要祷告了，
if you haven't heard him say stop,
如果你没有听到主说不要祷告了，
don't dare stop,
那就不要停下来。
Verse 4.
第四节说
And when they could not come near him because of the crowd,
因为人多不得近前
they uncovered the roof where he was.
就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶
So when they had broken through,
既然拆通了
they had broken through in prayer.
他们拆通了
they broke through with their persistence.
靠着他们的坚持把屋顶给拆通了
they didn't give up.
他们没有放弃，所以他们把房子拆通了。
They made a way where there wasn't a way.
那里本来没有路，他们在没有路的地方创造了一条路。
They let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying.
就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
Now look at this, verse 5.
第五节怎么说？
You paying attention in your Bible, guys?
注意圣经里怎么说的？
When Jesus saw,
耶稣见。
The paralytic's faith.
瘫子的信心
Is that what it says?
这是圣经上说的吗
When Jesus saw the crippled man's faith, is that what it says?
这里是不是说耶稣看到那个瘫子的信心
No, it says when Jesus saw their faith.
不是的，乃是说到耶稣见他们的信心
The faith of an intercessor makes a difference.
代祷者的信心是一切的关键。
Sometimes the person that you're praying for,
有的时候你所代祷的那个对象
can't even hardly believe,
甚至都不相信主。
They may not have any faith.
他们也许一点信心都没有。
But if you have faith,
但是如果你有信心。
You hear what I'm saying?
你听见我所说的吗？
Don't be discouraged.
就不要气馁。
When you talk to that friend, that family member,
当你对你的家人或你的朋友讲的时候，
that coworker that God said I want you to pray for that person,
或是你的同事，无论是谁放神放在你心上叫你代祷的。
If you have faith,
如果你有信心，
keep on praying, keep on knocking,
以至于你不断的祷告，不断的敲神的门。
How do we define praying? It's asking. A.
什么叫做祷告？就是求 asking.
It's seeking. S.
是 S 是寻找寻求。
It's knocking. K.
是敲门是 K.
That's how you spell prayer. That's how you spell ask. Asking, seeking, knocking.
这就是我们拼这个祷告这个字的内容，就是要求神
seeking, knocking,
寻求神敲神的门。
Amen.
阿门吗？
You guys, it doesn't matter how much education you have or how little education you have.
不管我们受了多少的教育。
It doesn't matter what you own or what you don't own.
或者我们拥有多少的资产。
If you will be a person that will close yourself up with God,
如果你愿意来到神面前。
If you will learn how to pray,
如果你愿意学习如何祷告。
And develop your faith in prayer.
而且借着祷告建立你的信心。
You can change anything.
你可以改变任何事情。
What does the Bible say?
圣经怎么说的？
Whatsoever ye ask,
无论你求什么。
Whatsoever, what does whatsoever mean?
什么叫做无论？
What does whatsoever mean?
什么是无论？
Whatsoever, amen.
就是无论是什么。
Whatsoever, whosoever.
无论是什么，无论是谁。
It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. If you have a relationship with Jesus, we're all on a level playing field, amen.
只要你跟主耶稣有美好的关系，无论你拥有多少，我们都在神面前是同一个对地位的。
That's good news.
这乃是好消息。
That's good news. It doesn't matter who you know or who you don't know.
无论不在乎你知道谁或你认识谁。
As long as you're a child of the King.
只要你是那个君王，主天君王的孩子。
You have direct access, amen.
你就可以直接到他面前，然后你可以改变事情。
You can change your community.
你可以改变你的家，
you can change your city.
你的社区，
you can change your nation.
你的城市，
Amen?
城市可以改变你的国家。
Do you believe that?
你信不信？
How often does the enemy intimidate us by telling us you're nobody?
常常仇敌来挑战我们，打击我们说你什么都不是。你什么都不是。
No one even notices you.
人甚至都没有注意过你的。
Nobody even knows who you are.
没人知道你是谁的。
Father knows who I am. Amen.
但是你说天父知道我是谁。
God knows who I am.
神知道我是谁。
And he invited me to ask.
他邀请我来到他面前。
He invited me. Did you know this whole prayer thing is his idea, not ours?
你要知道吗？祷告这个事情是神的旨意啊，神的想法。
Amen.
阿门吗？
This is good stuff, amen.
神的话何等的好。
It doesn't matter how many times you hear this, we need to hear it again, don't we?
不管我们对这个经节多熟悉，我们需要再听到，不是吗？
Because Jesus reminds us that men ought always to pray and not give up.
因为主耶稣提醒我们，我们要总是常常祷告，不可放弃。
The biggest obstacle to our prayer life,
我们祷告生活最大的障碍是什么？
Is we get tired and feel like giving up.
就是我们觉得疲倦了，我们要放弃了。
So I'm here to remind us all this morning.
所以在这里我要提醒在座的每一位。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't stop until God tells you to stop.
除非神叫你停，你不能停止祷告。
How many times have we had? Maybe we have a sick friend.
有的时候，我们也许有一个生病的朋友。
We've got situations in our own church, amen.
我们自己教会里也有很多这种情形，不是吗？
People sick.
人生病的。
And we pray. And we pray.
我们就为他祷告，为他祷告，为他祷告。
And we see a little progress.
我们看到他有一点进展。
And then suddenly there's a relapse.
然后一下子他又退步了。
And we pray. And we pray.
那我们就再祷告，再祷告。
A little bit of a breakthrough.
好像我们有一点的突破。
And then suddenly they're back in the hospital.
然后突然之间他又回到医院了。
Again and again we go through this.
我们一再一再的经历这样的事。
And sometimes we just feel like giving up. I guess God doesn't want to heal.
我们有时候甚至就放弃说，也许神不要医治他。
If you haven't heard God tell you stop,
但是如果神没有说不要再祷告
Don't dare stop.
你就不准停下来祷告
Don't dare stop.
不准停止你的祷告
What is in 2 Kings chapter 4
列王记下第四章说什么
is the story of the prophet Elisha.
是以利沙的故事
And there was this widow woman.
在这里有一个寡妇
Well, no, she wasn't the widow. She actually was, she was a barren woman.
Oh, 不是个寡妇，乃是一个不能生育的女人。
Elisha prophesied over her that she would have a son.
以利沙呢，就预为她祷告预言说你会有个儿子。
She gave birth to a son.
哦，这个妇人就生了一个儿子。
And then that son died.
但是这个儿子死了。
She carried her little boy upstairs.
她就把这个死了的儿子带到小楼楼上。
To the prophet's quarters.
就是这个以利沙所住的地方。
And she laid him on the bed.
把她的儿子放在先知以利沙的床上。
And then she went and ran and got the prophet Elisha.
然后她去跑去叫这个先知以利沙。
Elisha went upstairs.
以利沙回到他自己的小楼。
He saw the little boy.
看见这个孩子。
No life.
没有生命气息。
And he prayed.
他就为他。
Nothing happened. So he prayed back and forth, walked in the room.
他在房里走来走去，为他祷告，孩子没有醒过来。
And then he crawled up on the bed and he laid on top of the little boy's body.
然后他就爬在床上，然后父他就。躺在这个孩子面对面躺在他身上
fingertip to fingertip,
手指对手指
eye to eye,
眼睛对眼睛
mouth to mouth,
嘴巴对嘴巴
trying to breathe the life of God back into that little boy,
要把神的生命气息送回这个孩子的身体里
and the body of the boy got warm,
这个孩子的身体慢慢温暖起来
but there was still no life,
但是实在 还没有生命的迹象
this is oftentimes where we're at when God has called us to intercede,
就很多时候我们代祷的时候也遇到这样的事我们祷告祷告好像事情有一点转机温暖一点但是还是没有生命的迹象
And so we assume, I guess God doesn't want to heal.
我们就想说，神大概不要医治。
We pack our little bags and we go back home.
我们就收拾行李回家了。
That's not what Elisha did.
但是以利沙没有这样做。
He prayed again.
他就再继续祷告。
And he laid on that little boy one more time.
他又伏在那个孩子的身上。
Fingertip to fingertip, eye to eye.
眼睛对眼睛，手指对。
Breathing the life of God back in him.
嘴巴对嘴巴，再把神的气息送进去。
Seven times and then came back to life.
圣经说到这个孩子结果连打七个喷嚏就活过来。
That prophet had to pray and pray again and pray again.
那个先知
before the miracle came.
必须一再又一再的祷告，直到奇迹发生。
What would have happened? What would have happened if he would have stopped after the boy warmed up?
想一想。如果他在这个孩子身体温暖一点的时候就停下来会发生什么事
How many times have we stopped praying?
很多时候我们是不是就有一点好转就停下来了
Before God said to stop.
在神还没有说停止祷告之前我们就停了
Things warmed up, but it didn't change and happen the way we wanted it to.
事情有一点好转但是还没有改变到我们所希望的情形
Do you hear what I'm talking about this morning?
你们有没有听到我所说的话呢
Has God given you a promise?
神有没有给你一个应许
Has God called you to pray?
神有没有呼召你来为某件事祷告
Don't stop
不要停下你的祷告
Till Jesus turns your way
直到耶稣叫你停下
And you know honestly I don't find very many examples in the Gospels of Jesus ever turning anybody away、Amen?
You know 事实上你仔细看圣经里你没有看到主耶稣把任何人祷告的要求拒绝过。
Sometimes we pray and pray and pray and pray, and then all of a sudden the Spirit of God says, "Stop, David."
有的时候我们祷告祷告祷告，突然里面的圣灵说可以停下来。
Stop asking.
不要再呼求了。
Now just give me praise.
现在只需要赞美。
Amen.
有没有这样的经历
？Now just wait.
就现在就等待看我做事。
Are we following the leadership of the Spirit as we're interceding?
当我们代祷的时候，有没有根据圣灵的引导来祷告
？Amen.
Amen.
God's wanting to do good things in this place.
神要在这里做好的事情。
And every one of us in here can impact what happens.
而我们在座的每一个人都能够影响神所正在做的事情。
If we'll just pray.
如果我们都愿意祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy pull you into his trap.
不要让仇敌把你带入他的陷阱里。
So often when things happen that we don't want to happen,
很多时候我们不愿意的事情会发生。
We complain.
我们就抱怨。
Rather than pray,
我们不去祷告却抱怨。
We complain about it.
我们不祷告而是不断的抱怨。
Instead of pray,
我们不祷告。
We oftentimes gossip about it.
我们在那里说闲话，制造
问题。Not only do we complain to ourselves, we'll go and tell somebody else what we don't like, what isn't fair, what hasn't happened.
不仅我们在里面抱怨，有时候我们去告诉别人，在那里抱怨。
Amen. That doesn't do any good.
其实这样是没有任何帮助的。
It just puts a wall up between you and God.
只让你在你跟神之间筑起一道高墙。
And then it puts a wall up between you and the people that you supposedly want to help and change.
并且让你跟你想要帮助的人之间建筑起一道墙。
It's not God's way to complain.
抱怨不是神做事的法则。
It's God's way to pray. Amen.
神的法则是要祷告。
Don't dare complain and talk to other people about a problem.
不要在那里抱怨或者讨论你的问题。
When you haven't even prayed about that.
若是你自己都还没有为这个事情祷告过。
Amen.
阿们吗？
As I said at the beginning of my message,
就像我开始所分享的,
we're coming into times,
我们来到一个时代,
where people are going to be afraid.
人会开始被恐惧抓
住。Are you listening to me?
请你注意我说的。
I prophesied to you this morning.
我今天早晨在这里预言。
There are coming times in our country, in our communities.
一个时代已经要临到这个国家，临到我们的社区。
There are going to be challenges more than we could imagine.
我们所要遇见的挑战是超过我们能想象的。
Each of us need an intercessor in our life.
我们每一个人都需要有一个代祷者。
There should be somebody in our circle.
在座的每一位必须有一个人是我们认识的。
That knows how to get a hold of God. Amen.
知道如何抓住神。
And God wants us.In our families, in our circles, to be that kind of person.
神要我们在我们所在的家庭社区里是那一位代祷者。
When sickness comes to a family,
当疾病临到一个家的时候。
When heartache and divorce come to a family,
或者叫人心痛的事，譬如说离婚这样的事临到一个家的时候。
Those people in that family, they know where somebody is that they can go and ask for prayer.
在那个家里的人必须有人知道去哪里找到代祷者。
Amen.Would you volunteer to be that type of person?
你愿意自愿成为一位那样的人吗?
God use me.
你会愿意说神啊用我。
God, I am tired of seeing people get sick and die. Use me.
我实在厌倦于看到人受伤或生病。主啊，用我来祷告。
I am tired of seeing divorce and family problems destroy whole families. God, use me.
我已经非常疲倦看到这些因着婚姻不幸福破碎的家庭。主，你用我来代祷。
You hear what I'm saying?
你听见我所说的吗？
God wants you to be the answer.
神要我们成为这些问题的答案。
To help somebody get an answer from God.
神要我们去帮助那些有需要的人到神那里去拿到答案。
Amen.
Amen.
Men.
在座的男士。
I'm going to get personal now. Quit letting the ladies do all the praying.
不要让姊妹们在那祷告。
It is a shameful thing in the Church of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的教会，这是一件羞耻的事。
When it comes to the heavy lifting of intercessory prayer,
当代祷这样沉重重要的职事
，too often the men let the ladies do the praying.
很多时候弟兄让姊妹来担当。
Praise God, my mother was a praying woman.
我感谢主，我的母亲是一个祷告的女人。
I wish I could have said that my father was a praying man.
我希望我能够很诚实说，我父亲也是一个祷告的人。
That wasn't the case.
但是那不是真实的情形。
A good man, but not a praying man.
一个好的人，但他不是一个祷告的人。
But I said, God, I volunteer for that to stop with me.
但是我说神啊，我在这里自愿说，这个要停在我的身上要停下来了。
God, I volunteer to be a praying man.
我愿意成为一个祷告的男人。
I volunteer to be a sign and a wonder to the church and the world both.
我愿意要成为教会能经历神迹奇事的人。
By being a man that will pray.
成为那个愿意让神迹奇事临到的祷告者。
We got a lot of young men in this church.
我们的教会有许多年轻的弟兄们。
I dare you become a praying man.
我挑战成为一个祷告的勇士。
Learn how to pray and get a hold of God.
要知道学习怎么样祷告来抓住神。
You will be better at everything that God calls you to do if you will learn how to pray.
你如果知道如何祷告的话，你能够做任何神要你做的事。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's just pray for the anointing of intercession. If you feel that God wants to renew that this morning, I just ask you to stand up right where you're at.
你若是觉得神今天早晨呼召你或者要更新你那个呼召让你成为一个代祷的人我请你站起来
if you want to volunteer say God use me
或者你要自愿说主使用我
to be a difference in somebody's life that needs to get into your presence
成为一个代祷者然后把改变带到别人的生命中的
Amen Thank you God you feel youYour heart's starting to beat kind of fast.
有没有觉得心好像跳得比较快
Being an intercessor is about being the friend of God.
做代祷者乃是成为神的朋友
When you volunteer to be an intercessor,
当你自愿成为一个代祷者的时候
God will start to tell you things that he does not tell other people.
神会开始与你分享一些他不与别人分享的事
Amen.But we're talking about responsibility. When God calls you to intercede, you feel a sense of responsibility to keep on carrying that thing to Jesus and not giving up. Amen?
当神呼召你为别人代祷的时候，你必须要有一个责任感，知道你要一直背负的那个人或那件事，直到神叫你停下来。
Well, let's just pray. Just open your hands to the Lord.
现在请你把你的双手打开来。
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, we just say, use us.
主啊，我们说我们在这里，求你使用我。
Here we are, God. Send us, use us.
主啊，差遣我们，使用我们。
God, we say, use our hearts in intercession.
主啊，帮助我们用我们的心来代祷。
Use our prayer lives to make a difference, God.
借着我们祷告的生活，在生命中造成不同的。
God, help us to be a bridge between the needs of men and the power of God.
主啊，让我们成为你的能力和人的需要当中的桥梁。
God, we just ask you to expand the borders of our heart.
主啊，扩张我们的心。
Just God, just help us to feel your heart, God, for people.
帮助我们能够感觉到你的心。
Thank you, God.Thank you, God. Just give us, shake us, stir us. God, we pray.
给我们，改变我们，摇动我们，教导我们。
Shake our families, God.
帮助我们，震撼我们的家。
God, our loved ones.
叫我们所爱的。
God, stir the church through our prayers, God.
借着我们的祷告，震动我们的教会。
Stir the city through our prayers, God.
借着我们的祷告，震动城市。
Stir the state, God, this nation through our prayers.
震动这个州，震动这个国家。
God, we volunteer to pray when you say pray.
主，当你说祷告，我们就愿意祷告。
And to keep on praying until we see a change.
并且一直祷告，直到你说停下来。
Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。